ball and he's go the other line, and then after that we are keep on praying because the plane we gotta leave maybe 3 to 5 minutes. So we have just entered the Cathay Pacific, so he has some question concerning the papers. Then we are keep on praying. I text Elder early to please keep praying. Then the one who interviewed me go to such person that interviewed Elder Haryol. Then she get angry because why is it that you always disturb or something like give some disturbance to these people? Their papers are all okay. Because my passport has already stamped that Elder Haryol didn't have. So it was a great blessing for us that when we go to the, what we call, waiting area of Cathay Pacific, only 2 minutes, we had entered the plane, then the plane left. So maybe 2 or 3 minutes, we will no longer go here. So that's really a great blessing for us. Then we have to share something with you, because this is the real foundation of the Filipino congregation up there, that we are already existing and we are the number one, the most organized group, Secret Name Believers in the Philippines. It is because something that within us that that the other group has not. First thing is the miracle that already happening in our congregation, and other congregation don't have such miracle that we have. The congregation that before headed by Elder Dagoy experienced a lot of what we call miracles, especially during debate, Seventh-day Adventist versus our group. When the Seventh-day Adventist is making some bad comments or something personal comment in us, because they cannot answer our arguments, so all they have to do is to throw some what we call personal attack to us. What the thing happened? The amplifier of the Seventh Day, because we have, if debate in the Philippines, you have one amplifier, then the other one has one amplifier. There's no such centralized amplifier there. So each group has its own amplifier. What happened is the amplifier of the Seventh Day Adventist was burst. Like that. Then the debate was already ended. Yeah. They respect us a lot because the things happening there is, what kind of people is this? What kind of people is this? They are not rich, they are not good, but they have the courage, they have what we call the intensity going to preach some people. Especially during our broadcast, Seventh-day Adventist, they have a radio program, we have also a radio program. They have 3 broadcasts for a week, then we have 1 broadcast for a week. They have to, all their broadcasts, they have to fire us some issues. But I think there's no doctrinal issues that they are firing us. All personal issues. But we do not answer some personal issues. We will throw them some doctrinal issues that they no longer give some comment or something like they cannot answer. So another thing, we have some miracle that really happening. Then it was happening 1990, I think. It was the late Elder Villegas that, because this is very much what we call the news was already spread concerning the things that are going in that place. There is a man possessed with the devil spirit. Then the priest go there, the devil smile. Then the devil said that Jesus is his master. God is his partner. So the pastor go there, there's a lot of people go there. Then it happened that one of the elder of the congregation, They have fasted maybe 2 days. Then after that, they go. When they go, that elder was, he did not come to that place before, even a single period of time. And when he was approaching, the leader said, Biligas is coming. But Biligas was, he did not go to that place. And even the people do not know who is Biligas. Then the devil again said, Biligas is in the corner. Then the people wondered in the room, because there's a post in the room that the possessed man, what we call, he got tied with a chain because he very strong. Then he said, the devil said, Biligas is going up. Then the people wondered, there's a people that are coming. So Elder Biligas was there. And the devil said, well, what's your purpose of going here, Biligas? Are you going here for me to go out of this body? Then there's a communication between Elder Biligas and the devil. The devil said, why is it that you are using the name? He did not spoke Yahweh. He said, what is it that you are using the name? Biligas said, because we love the name, we love the Creator. Then the Bible said, why is it that you are using Yeshua? That is hidden thing. That is a secret thing. So there's such a good communication with the devil and Elder Biligas. And the thing happened is this. The devil said to Elder Biligas, if you do not preach Yeshua and you will go to the traditional teaching that you have ever before, I will make you rich. I will make you rich. So Elder Biligas cast out the spirit. So the spirit left away. Then all of the people there decide to be baptized in the name, because they believe, because a lot of pastor, a lot of priests go there, there's no result. But when the elder of the congregation go there, they really believe that, because there's a communication between them. Then when the baptism goes on to the person who was already what they call possessed, if you try to look at the iron that going hot, then you put the water. That's it. That's the thing happened. That's the real thing. So, fresh in mind, and that family, until now, they are joining the congregation of Yahweh. Yeah, really. So, the congregation of Yahweh there, before Yahweh's New Covenant Assembly, but before congregation of Yahweh, that congregation has its own trademark in the Philippines. Those people who are left to the group are all like a smoke. They are really gone away. One family that left the congregation of Yahweh there, and they are teaching, he is teaching what we call Lunar Sabbath. All of their members got sick. All of their members. And one who gives some issue of blaspheming some doctrine of weekly cycle, because they believe that Lunar Sabbath is correct. The thunder comes in to their house and all their appliances was burned. Yeah. So, there in the Philippines, we really believe that Yahweh is there. We believe that a lot of people, we are going to reach some people there. So, we are very thankful, especially to the congregation of Yahweh Jerusalem that are helping with us to promote the truth. One thing, 1 week before I lived here, there's in the National High School of Malaybaray City, that's a big school, maybe 22,000 students there. There's a devil possessed. 4 of the students get devil possessed. One of their classmates was our member. One of our classmates was. So, the daughter of our member whispered the name Yahweh to the ear of the one who was the devil possessed. And when he whispered the name Yahweh in the ear of the one who was a devil inside, the devil pushed her, then said, "Don't say it to my ear. Don't say it to my ear. It's very loud, but it is only a whisper. It's very loud." Then the daughter of our member, pursuing that he will whisper the name Yahweh to the ear of the one who was the devil. Then the devil left. The people there in that school wonder, wow, there's a lot of, because that place, there's a lot of enchantment over there. So the spirit of the devil is already working in that place. So the family and the friends of the one who was a devil find out who's the minister of that for that girl. So they parade to my own house. They parade. I give lecture to them. I told them, "I will help you, but all you have to do is to cooperate." They are all Roman Catholics. Okay? I will give you some formula that the devil will no longer go with you, but you have to go with me. So, I told them, all the idolatry in your house, you have to put it aside in your house. So they do so. They got all the Virgin Maria, I think. Oh, the statue of Jesus. They gathered all together, then they let it out of the house. Then they post the name Yahweh, the Tetragrammaton, in their house. What the thing happened? When they are in possession to put the name Yahweh, they wonder someone is pushing without any person. Someone is pushing without any person. So they wonder why. They go back to the house, then some of the people there asking and gave some, asking for some literature, something like that. And again, the name Yahweh became victorious. Of such point that Yahweh is helping, even though some miracles that we elders cannot do. Then I am very much happy for such situation. Then 1 week of that, I go here. So it was already 2 weeks. It was already 2 weeks. I really appreciate the way the members, especially the youth in the Philippines, because we have a monthly fasting. We have a monthly fasting. We have a prayers in order for us, because the threat of the devil is very, very strong. Very, very strong. Then afterward, our big tool, because we don't have money, we don't have anything, our only tool is we have to trust Yahweh, we have to pray, we have to keep our performance as a light to the world that are within us. You know, Philippines is a big Christian country. The only Christian country in the Orient. The only Bible-loving country in the Orient. And the only country that the congregation of Yahweh has its banner to proclaim the name and its identity of being an Israelite. That is what the difference between all other congregations up there. They believe spiritual Israel. They believe spiritual Israel, but there's no progress in them. There's no progress in them. When we teach the identity of being an Israelite, believe it or not, the progress, the conversion, very, very great. Very, very great. And even I cannot believe, wow, what's this? I told you people that when dedication can mean, when you are there, you know what's your part in the body of the Messiah. You have to know that, because if you don't know what's your part, then you are not a part, because you don't know what's your part. If you are in the nail, or if you are in the hair, or if you are something like you are in the anus, do what is your duty. That is the real key, especially in the Philippines, that we have to promote something like, you have to do these things. If you have some talent of singing, you should. If you have some talent of preaching, you have to proclaim the message. I am very much happy that one of the congregation in the United States are making friends with us in the Philippines, especially the Yahweh's Assembly in the Visayas, Missouri. Because Elder Don was there, one of the elders told me that Elder Don was there uniting with them during the Unity Conference, I think. So, they are promoting unity, but their elders there, the Filipino elders there, do not want unity. Do not want unity. The members of the Yahweh's Assembly in the Visayas, their elders, the Filipino elders, do not want unity. But the elders in the United States want unity, because they know that the only group that proclaiming intensively the name Yahweh and its identity of being an Israelite is the congregation of Yahweh. It's the congregation of Yahweh. Then a lot of people are gathering. They follow, because the judicial order is very, what we call, very clear. There's a hierarchy of leadership, very well founded. So, I think we Filipino have a lot of work to do. And I dream that the Filipino people, or the Philippines, is a jumping station for the minister for Asia. And that is the dream of the former elder, Elder Donald Masager in Missouri. Because all over Asia, the icon of the sacred name group is the Philippines. You can no longer see how organized the Filipino comparing to other Asian countries. And I believe someday, if India wants a minister, someday, I think Filipino will go there. If other country wants minister, I think Filipino will be go there. Because in the Philippines, the only lover of circumcision, the only country that loves circumcision, the only country that loves the Bible, even though there's a lot of group of Christianity. You know, Malaysia, penetrated by Islam, majority is Islam. Philippines, penetrated by Islam, but Islam is a mere finger of character there in the Philippines, because Christianity and the believer of the name are all the most popular in the Philippines. So we are happy to tell you, and one request that I want you to do. We don't have what we call something like that. I want you to please pray the ministry of the Philippines. And your prayer is the only strength that we are going to do, especially that we are the only capital of our doings there is our dedication and our faith. We really love the work. If Yahweh willing, the congregation of the Philippines, maybe someday we will send singing group here to sing some song, and you will really inspire them. Because one of the most popular singing group of the Seventh-day Adventists is now in the congregation of Yahweh in the Philippines. Really. So the Seventh-day Adventists really get angry to our group, and they warn all the Seventh-day Adventists not to listen the program of Ayan Mahilom and Ephraim Likayan, because they throw a lot of issues to us, but personal issue, not doctrinal issue, because they can no longer answer the argument, especially the truth of the name. Yeah, we bless you, and I think it's enough for you to become more inspired concerning us. Then I share with you from my heart. I really thank you, especially Elder Don, for done a very good things for us. If without Elder Don, maybe I think we will not hear. Without you, we will not hear. But we are here because you are here. We gather together in the name of Yahweh. We gather together in one purpose, especially observing the proper judicial order. Hallelujah and Shalom.